Laughing Gas by P.G. Wodehouse. Read by Jonathan Sissel. Chapter 1. I'd just begun to write this story when a literary pal of mine who'd had a sticky night out with the pen club blew in to borrow bicarbonate of soda, and I thought it would be as well to have him vet what I'd done in case I might have foozled my tea shot. Because, except for an occasional anecdote in the drone smoking room about Scotsmen, Irishmen and Jews, and even then I generally leave out the point, I've never told a story in my life. And the one thing all the cognoscenti stress is that you must get started right. So I said, "I say, can I read you something?" And he said, "If you must." And I said, "Right-ho." "I'm trying to get down on paper," I said, "a rather rummy experience that happened to me about a year ago. I haven't got very far yet. I start with where I met the kid."
"What kid?"
"The kid I met," I said, and kicked off as follows. The kid was sitting in one armchair. I was sitting in another. His left cheek was bulging. My left cheek was bulging. He was turning the pages of the National Geographic magazine. So was I. In short, there we both were. He seemed a bit restless, I thought, as if the National Geographic wasn't holding him absolutely spellbound. He'd put it down for a minute, and take it up for a minute, and then put it down for a minute again, and it was during one of these putting it down for a minute phases that he looked over at me. "Where," he asked, "are the rest of the boys?" At this point, my literary pal opened his eyes, which he'd closed in a suffering sort of way. His manner was that of one who has had a dead fish thrust under his nose.
"Is this bilge," he asked, "to be printed?"
"Privately. It'll be placed in the family archives."